And my dad was the worst for getting into mischief.
Yeah. Really? Why?
Even when Marshall was bad. But I mean, he was just full of mischief.
Walter was?
Your hair is sticking out.
Now you lived close by Alma, didn't you?
Like.
My mom was my towel.
Grandpa was the same. My dad and Grandpa were like my dad and myself.
Like his hair sticking out.
You know, just. You've heard that old story where Grandpa bought a horse. And Dad used to be good fixing motors and stuff. Mechanically inclined to.
Mom, anyway. My clothes!
Okay, go in the bathroom. They're in the. Okay, go. Beverly's talking. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get this towel before me.
Okay, well, run fast.
Mom, where's my towel?
I don't know, honey.
I don't know.
Hang me on the line.
I don't know, honey. Maybe on the line.
Well, I don't know where the towels
went. Well, I don't know where the towels
went. Gus, that's not
another towel. No.
Where are they?
They're in here.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry. The horse story. Okay.
Where was I?
Tell me about they got a horse. Have you heard that story about the...
How far did they get?
That's all you said. And then they...
No, I said he was mechanically inclined.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And he was supposed to go down and fix the neighbor's incubator thing, which was about 2 miles. A lot of turns. Mm-hmm. And a lot of trees up home and a lot of trees on this other place. Grandpa said, why don't you take that new horse? Dick. Mm-hmm. Dad said, does he drive single? Yeah. So Dad put his tools in the buggy and got Dick out and hooked up. The way they trotted on down. He tied Dick to the tree and did his work. Loaded his tools and they went and had coffee. Came out, pulled a rope to untie him from the tree. And the minute old Dick realized he was free, he reared in the air, he let out a whinny, and my dad just barely made it in the buggy.
Oh, really?
And the way they ran home, just a hell of a hootin'. And my dad had all to show him. He planted his feet against the dash of the buggy. He pulled back and then the horse would kick the buck. Going to ruin the buggy. So my dad had to let him go. He slowed him down a little bit to make the turns. And on the straightaway, he just whipped the, make him run faster than ever.
Oof.
And they got home. Everybody was in bed. So nobody seen him come up the driveway. Just a hello. He put old Dick in the barn. And a couple weeks later, all the grandma's sisters were here. And they were supposed to go a mile north up to a neighbor's for ladies' aid. Well, Grandpa'd asked Dad the next morning, how did you like old Dick? How was he? And Dad says, he's fine. You made a good deal there. That's a good horse. So Grandpa loaded up all the women in their...
Oh, no.
You know how they tie a dish towel around the potatoes and the... Mm-hmm. You know, they took all their food and loaded the women. Took old Dick and away they went up. And then he trotted along. And he tied Dick to the tree. They had ladies' aid and lunch and played cards and whatever. Then when they were going to get ready to go home, Grandpa loaded the stuff, got the women loaded, and went, pulled the rope to get old Dick free. And when he realized again, he was free. And the only reason Dad knew this was that Grandma was so mad at him. She was the one that was about ready to kill him. Because they came home the same way. Grandpa was going to pull him in and he'd buck and kick and... So they went over that hill, they went north over...
With all the ladies in the car?
The ladies.
Or in the car, in the...
They came home just a hell of a... And Dad said, how did you like Dick? Grandpa said, yeah, he is a good horse. And Grandma was mad enough to kill my dad. He found out from her that they came home just the same way.
Yeah.
But that's the way they were with each other. And then, my dad, and my mother were going to get married. And my dad was digging wells with a group of men. So they sleep together on the barn. And these guys were lousy.
They were lousy.
My mother went large. She said, until you get rid of those things, we're not getting married. That's it. The final line. So the school teacher was staying up to grandma's at the same time. And they had to make sure he got sitting right alongside of her. And they'd sit there and have each other scratch. And person he'd and he store and he put it on the school teacher. And he said, my gosh, you women are quick. She reached down and grabbed her shoe and cold cocked him with his heart. He said he did see a couple stars.
Oh, well, good enough.
Good for her.
You have to try that again.
Yeah, I
know. Is that
that's Gunner.
Oh, yeah. That's Gunner, yeah.
I wonder if they're gone, because he was here this morning.
Yeah, well, what about Mueller? What was her name?
You mean that black one?
Sparky, or what was her name?
What was that one that used to chase the stick all the time?
Black, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
It was a girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Yeah, because always brought a stick.
Underbelly fetch.
Throw and throw. Mm-hmm. What was the name of
it? I don't. That's a funny. I don't know.
I don't remember now.
Because it belonged to a dog by a person up there.
We guess.
And then they finally took it over. They either moved there.
They must have moved, yeah, because they didn't see
it. We called it a name, too.
Sure we did.
Oh. I can't sleep a lot of times. So I was up, and here was this half-grown female dog looking in the, it's actually the cigarette door where they go out and smoke on the patio.
Cigarette door.
Oh.
It's, you know, way down like that, so the dog could look in.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And she looked at me, skinny, and oh, God. No collar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. Well, I had an awful time going to bed, but I did. Next morning, get up really early, come down, because she was curled up in the corner. She was so happy to see me, you know.
Oh.
She was going, so I went up and I stole two pieces of bread and put butter and peanut butter on them. And then I waited until they had breakfast and I took the milk that was left over on the table. I got a throwaway container. So I had a whole container of milk and these two peanut butter sandwiches. And to get down that hill with my cart trying to hold this milk. I had all the time. Way out there to that door. And she saw me coming, you know. Boy, she'd eat a little bit and then she'd lop some milk and she'd look at me and wag her tail.
Aww.
And
poor thing.
Ate it all up, of course. And different ones came by. I called her Hobo. And oh, isn't she cute, you know. Well, the one nurse said, why don't we bring her through the across the hall here and put her out on this side of the building and then she'll be in a fence and we can sneak stuff down to her to feed her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff that gets thrown away anyway.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I thought of the dog's name, Shelby.
Shelby.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
And then the one therapist from Wahpeton took her along up to Wahpeton.
Oh.
And
oh, good.
They have a home for her already.
Oh, good.
Because it was a nice friendly.
Yeah, she was a nice dog.
Yeah. Mm. One, the young lady that was in the housekeeping, one day, here she comes with two dogs. I think I told you that. One was like a wiener dog. And the other one was a bulldog.